Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about who doesn't like cartoons. Well, let's go. Hi friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Just remember, only because you are a character doesn't mean you have character, right? Yes, our world is full of bullshit and fucking clowns, even though we're still in war. Yes, we still have fucking clowns clowning around. You don't know what I mean? Well, I got some clips, don't you think? Yes, friends, and you know which characters I'm talking about? That is correct. Trannies! Yes, you gotta be really fucking stupid if you can't notice what looks like a guy, what doesn't look like a man, right? Oh, fuck yeah, you must be fucking full of Down syndrome if you can't fucking tell the difference, right? Well, I got a clip of a fucking tranny father. They killed his fucking family, so let's watch.
Who posted online threats to, quote, go berserk, and whose own reported daughter claims had, quote, mental health issues and was very sick. Who was Robert Dorgan?
Yes, first of all, who the fuck? Raise your hands. Who the fuck think this guy is a woman? Come on. Hey. Yeah. Hey, you in the back. Put your hands down before I whip your ass. That's a fucking dude. What the fuck? Let's continue.
The trans father who fatally opened fire during a Rhode Island high school hockey game. Chaos erupted during a hockey tournament at Lynch Arena in Pawtucket, Rhode Island on February 16th.
You turned on.
What the fuck? You expect to go watch a game instead of fucking doing that? You have a fucking tranny go around shooting people. Like, what the fuck? It's the Columbine High School massacre all over again, except with trannies. Oh, yes. What can we do when we let these fucking degenerates run amok? Yes, they do stupid shit. This is the world that we live in. When will it change? I don't know. Let's continue.
When gunshots rang out from the stands around 2:30 p.m., causing families and players to scramble for safety. Harrowing livestream video captured the unfolding chaos, as clumps of spectators sprinted to the exit as approximately 11 gunshots were fired from the stands.
I have a question. Where the hell did this tranny put the guns? Yeah, the fucking tranny was wearing a fucking dress or whatever. Where the fuck do you hide guns? I don't think you can fucking keister it up your ass. Well, I don't know. People put all kinds of weird shit up their ass. But yeah, you allow these fucking creatures running around? No, you destroy creatures, but no, apparently you forgot to do that, right? Well, let's continue.
Many players on the bench pushed to squeeze out of the box, with some ditching their skates in the process. Others vaulted over the barrier surrounding the rink and headed straight for the locker room.
Yeah, what can I say? A lot of people are fucking pussies and a lot of them ran to the hills. Fucking losers. But yeah, that's just how Americans are nowadays. All our fucking killer instincts and all that shit went down the toilet. Oh, it is what it is, friends. Just don't be a pussy, because war is here. Remember.
Two people were killed during the heinous massacre, and three others were critically injured in what police described as a targeted family dispute. The shooter was later identified as Robert Dorgan, a 56-year-old father whose son was a North Providence High School senior.
Man, that's fucking sad that your dad's like that. You going to school and doing the best things you can, trying to learn from fucking people, and the person you're supposed to learn is a fucking wearing a dress, and he shoots up your school. It's like, what the fuck? Thanks, Dad. Shit, my dad's a piece of shit, but I guess this guy is worse than my father. Yeah, my father's a fucking bitch, but hey, at least my dad's not wearing a dress and he's not killing people. Well, he just killed me in the inside. Does that count? Huh? Yeah, he's a fucking faggot. Fuck that dude. Well, weak is weak is.
That was competing in the hockey tournament. Dorgan, who was trans and went by the female alias Roberta Esposito.
Lies and tigers and queers. Oh my. Yeah, what the fuck? Why don't they put these pieces of shit in the cage? But oh no, you can't do that. Oh, but you'd rather lock pedophiles for fucking 20 and 50 years. But these fucking freaks, you don't? What the fuck? Ugh, at least they're trying to pass love. What kind of love are these fucking freaks passing? Just saying. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And these are just my delusionals. So how delusional am I? I'll let you decide that, but let's continue.
Died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the scene.
Wow, the first rational decision you actually made, you fucking bitch. Hey, I might as well call you a woman as a reward for actually doing the right thing. Right, dude? I mean, woman? Miss?
It's ma'am! Ma'am!
Anyways, let's continue.
Officials said Dorgan fatally shot one of his own sons and the boy's mother.
What the fuck? That is complete and utter stupidity. Yes, I understand why you shot your ex, but your son? What the fuck? That's fucking stupid. Yeah, you truly are mentally unstable. Your brain is fucking retarded. Yeah, you not only fucked up your fucking genetic fucking your body or whatever, but you destroyed your legacy too, you dumbass. You killed your son. Yeah, what the fuck? I know you have a daughter, but your name went kaput. You dumb son of a bitch. But this is fucking Down syndrome at its finest. Yes, friends, learn from this fucking guy's mistakes. Don't be fucking stupid. And don't let your fucking feelings run amok. Yes, feelings! Stupid. But let's continue.
According to a GoFundMe page, Dorgan's 23-year-old son, Aiden, and his ex-wife, Rhonda, were confirmed as the victims who were killed. Investigators are also still probing a motive for the bloodshed, but...
What the fuck? Insane is a reason. It's not a good reason, but it's a reason. Fuck. Fucking mystery solved. Look at this fucking creature. It's a fucking guy in a fucking dress. And look at those ridiculous ass tits. Yeah, he got fucking those big ass fucking tits, so get him away from fucking looking at his face. It looks like Dee Schneider. God damn it, man. What the fuck's wrong with people? It's a good thing that World War III is here. We get to get rid of these fucking creatures. Yes, now we gotta get rid of all the fucking foreigners that we have here. Yeah, once we destroy the marauders, then we could rebuild and we could take women's rights away. And oh shit, man, I just got distracted there a little bit. Let's continue.
Court documents show that the father's transgender identity appeared to be a source of multiple family court battles in the years prior. According to filings obtained by WPRI, Dorgan's ex, Rhonda, filed for divorce from the...
So I'm guessing this is the tranny's ex, huh? Well, she's alright, I guess, for an older bitch. She does have a Joker chin, but the cool thing about having that Joker chin, she has that Joker smile. So I'm sure she could gobble your fucking cock and balls at the same time, right? Yeah, awesome sauce. Huh? Well, too bad she's dead now. Now she's sucking off fucking Satan, I guess. Well, let's continue.
Praise shooter back in 2020, citing his, quote, narcissistic and personality disorder traits.
What the fuck? Well, y'all could have told you this guy's fucking insane. Look at him. Goddamn ugly ass motherfucker. And you fucking don't even know how to dress. Shit, if I was a fucking tranny, I have better fashion sense than you. I'd be looking way fucking better than you. Oh yeah, me in a fucking dress. That'd be so fucking hilarious. But no, I don't do fucking shit like this. That's why I'll never fucking work in show business. Because I'm not a fucking Jewish fucking cocksucking shill. Anyways, let's continue.
And his gender reassignment surgery. Rhonda later amended the reasoning for their split, which was finalized in 2021, blaming it on, quote, irreconcilable differences, which have caused the immediate breakdown of the marriage. Police believe Dorgan was intentionally targeting his own family when he opened fire in the stands.
Yes, this fucking dude tranny person had a truly diseased mind. How the fuck? Why would you kill your family? Yes, I know you had troubles with them, but you just destroyed your bloodline. Yeah, truly insane. Fucking A. But hey, I guess I'm not a psychologist. Well, that's why you kill people like this and just let God sort them out, I guess. But you're not supposed to kill people. Yeah, well, the legal system's supposed to be doing stuff about this, but what the hell are they doing? They let other fucking freaks go out scot-free, but when you cross the fucking street and you don't pay attention, you go to prison. Make sense of that shit, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
And then killed himself. A woman spotted leaving the Pawtucket police station in the wake of the shooting identified herself as the gunman's daughter, confirming that her father had mental health issues.
My father was a shooter.
What happened?
He shot my family.
Yeah, that's fucked up and sad. You're the only survivor of your family's massacre? Yeah, your mom, your dad, and your brother's dead. Well, I guess if you want to call your mom your dad, or your dad, or I don't know. But yeah, either way, three people are dead and you're the one that survived. And you're just like, fuck, fuck. Yeah, well, at least she could talk. Some people would probably be like in a catatonic state or something. But I feel your pain, lady. That's sad. Hopefully things work out for you. Well, let's continue. Fucking A, man. Sucks.
He has mental health issues.
Any idea why he would have done this?
He's sick. He's very sick.
The night before...
Yeah, instead of the woman doing stupid shit and destroying the marriage, this guy fucking gets all tuned out and destroys the marriage. Yeah, how many guys would love to be having, you know, his life, having a wife and family? I wouldn't mind having a wife and family, minus the fucking wearing dresses and shit. Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's having a bad life, but people let the stupid Down syndrome fester in their brain, and they do stupid shit. Yeah, first world problems in my opinion, but let's continue.
For the bloodshed, the 56-year-old dad, who underwent gender reassignment surgery in 2020, also made an ominous post on X. In response to a post calling trans Democratic Representative Sarah McBride a man...
Yes, that's a fucking guy. That's a man, man. Yeah, what the fuck? Are you so stupid? Yeah, imagine you go to a bar and you're right there having a couple of drinks. You see this person right there. You think that's a chick. And you go, hey, what's up, baby? He's all, hi! And you go get a couple of drinks, you know. You take her to the hotel room, you know. And then you go down there, you start, you know, yeah, then you get a big old fistful of cock. What would you do? Oh, I'm a woman! Oh, bullshit, and that's how fucking shit happens. You get an assault case because you beat the living shit out of this guy? Yeah, it's because this motherfucker lied to you. But does that count? No! So, what the fuck? Don't lie. But, that's the world that we live in, right? Well, let's continue.
And Dorgan wrote... Keep bashing us, but do not worry why we go berserk. Dorgan also posted a similar response to a post from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. In other X posts, Dorgan offered his support for the Second Amendment and ICE and his disdain for abortion.
Oh yeah, this guy was actually against abortion. Why the hell did he do a late-term abortion? Yeah, this motherfucker kills his son, and then he kills the incubator too. Yeah, he goes fucking hog wild, so this guy's a fucking hypocrite. So fuck this guy. Hopefully he's riding in fucking hell. Let's continue.
Dorgan also appeared to be a Nazi sympathizer, and had a history of spewing anti-Semitic and racist rhetoric.
Hey, what's up with that? At least he has one redeeming quality, right? Always smile, smile, smile. I'm the same way too. I'm anti-Semitic and racist. Except I don't wear a dress. Yes, friends. What is this shit, right? Ah, they say this guy is a Chinese and he's a racist. Oh, they just want to throw all kinds of shit, right? And then you say, oh, he's a white guy. You should kill all white people. No, no, no. Don't be blaming this shit on white people. This guy's just one dude that went fucking stupid. Yeah, people go on retard mode. Why? It's because they fall for the propaganda that the fucking bullshit government spews. So, yes, this is the world that we live in. Just remember, who's doing this shit to you? The government. Yay! Let's continue.
Social media, making repeated references to white power and white pride worldwide in several post replies. The day before his rampage at the hockey rink, Dorgan posted an anti-Asian slur as he replied to a video praising Adolf Hitler. One photo posted online even showed Dorgan brandishing a large SS symbol tattoo on his right arm.
Yeah, this fucking narrator emphasizes this bullshit way too much. I think the narrator is kind of like jealous. Yeah? You like those guns? You want to lick this fucking tranny's fucking arms? You want to suck them off too, you fucking fruit? Fucking man, that's why you shouldn't work in fucking show business. I'm not in show business, even though I have my YouTube. That's not even YouTube, this is my shit, but yeah, you know what I mean. I don't fucking do tranny fucking bullshit. Well, whatever, right? Let's continue.
A reference to Hitler's secret police force. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Goncalves praised a...
What, this is another fucking tranny? Oh shit. Oh, maybe it's a fucking lesbian. Yeah, you know how they put lesbians, like the California Fire Chief Department that let California burn, remember, in LA? Yeah? Anyways, let's continue.
A good Samaritan who she said stepped in and attempted to subdue Dorgan. Witnesses said the man, the father of another hockey player, disarmed Dorgan, but he had a backup firearm, both of which police retrieved at the scene.
What the fuck? The motherfucker had not only one, but two fucking guns? Where the fuck did the dude put the gun, the second one? I don't know, but fucking eh, I guess the world may never know. But eh, that's the world that we live in. We let all these fucking freaks do this shit. Yeah, stop tuning out the people. Once they find out that they did themselves and it's you can't reverse it? Oh man, you guys are fucked. But oh well, whatever, friends. It's the world that we live in. How long do we have to deal with this shit? But hopefully with that war that's happening in Iran right now, that shit will fix this. And they find out that who is a stupid bitch and who's not a stupid bitch. But eh, we gotta wait. And then after that, well, I guess the U.S. will have its own civil war and see what happens after that shit, right? Oh man, it will be awesome. Yeah, today is my day off and tomorrow, but I got a lot of projects I'm gonna have to do, so I'm gonna do that stuff, and if it works out, I'll let you guys know what the shit that I'm doing. Because yeah, remember, you gotta keep on rolling, cause men are human doing, we're not human beings. So yeah, keep on leveling up, because shit is happening. If you haven't noticed, there's a war right there, and soon that war's gonna come over here, so you better get strong, friends. Better sooner than later, because don't die, because we're gonna need every fucking guy out there, because everyone's fucking a bitch, so don't be a bitch. So let's move forward and start doing our fucking awesomeness. So I'll see you on the other side, friends. Goodbye.
Hey, yo.
What are you doing?
Yo, you're hitting my dog. Yeah! What is going on? Yeah. Shouldn't he be on a leash? Excuse me.
Get your dog away, man. Your dog's fucking ass.
Right.
Take a picture of it.
You have a whole park, and you come all the way over here. You're welcome, dude. I'm like at the corner of the park. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Again, your dog should be on a leash.
It's not my fucking dog, dude. Your dog's nuts, man.
Cool.
Your dog's dangerous.
It's on a leash.
Look at that.
Yep, on a leash. Good luck. I can't believe y'all hit my dog.